2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevic.
This was Dave's Christmas present.
Jaren Hall takes the snap, takes a knee, and the Cougars win it! The Cougars win it! And here come the fans!
Well, Greg's a little excited, too. I know it's only September, Dave, but you're good. You're good for Christmas. I don't even have to buy you a birthday present in November. I'm off the hook.
Nope.
He got his wish. BYU ended a 12-year drought and a 9-game losing streak this weekend to the University of Utah.
This is not hyperbole, Debbie. I've carried a lot of burdens in my life, but this was the worst. I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it any longer. It came to an end. My life, it's perfect now.
Touchdown, Gunnar Romney!
Thank you, BYU. Thank you for finally ripping that Band-Aid off that had been old and moldy and gross. Finally.
Why is this such a big deal to you?
Debbie, there is not a game in America that I care more about than the BYU-Utah football game. I love all games. I love sports. This one is the only one that truly matters in my life.
So BYU and Utah have met more than 100 times total.
Yes.
In their history.
Yes.
On the gridiron.
This goes back to Brigham Young Academy.
Yeah. The gridiron is a term I like to use a lot when discussing football with my best friend in the newsroom.
First of all, you're supposed to say it like this. The gridiron.
Both have 9-game winning streaks against each other. That's interesting to note because I had no idea BYU ever won a game against the University of Utah.
It feels that way.
All I was aware of is that there's been a 12-year drought. And you're a huge BYU fan. So honestly, why is this such a huge deal?
Okay. First of all, if you go more than a decade and you play a team just about every single year and you haven't beaten them in a decade, like 2000 to 2010 just happened and not once did we beat BYU or Utah in football. Mm. So the last time we won, I was at the game. 2009, I was working for KSL when this happened.
Throwing it over the middle, it's caught! Andrew George! Touchdown, BYU!
BYU wins in overtime. It was a spectacular game, so exciting. But then the worst thing happened to the rivalry. It came just moments later in the post-game press conference. Then BYU quarterback Max Hall said this about their rival, okay. Utah.
I don't like Utah. In fact, I hate them. Ooh. I hate everything about them. I hate their program. I hate their fans. I hate everything. So it felt really good to send those guys home.
Oh, I remember when this happened, when he said that. At first, I kind of laughed, and then I started to realize, this just took the rivalry and ratcheted it up another 50 notches.
I'd forgotten he said that. Let me listen to that again.
Don't play it again.
I don't like Utah. In fact, I hate them. I hate everything about them. I hate their program. I hate their fans. I hate everything. So it felt really good to send those guys home.
So I caught about 5 minutes of the game. Sorry.
Wow.
I caught about 5 minutes. Of course, you know I'm an ASU fan because that's my alma mater.
Hey, we play them this week.
I'm excited for that game. I'm looking to buy tickets. Do you know someone? You got a guy?
No, it's sold out. I don't know. Maybe there's a ticket out there.
I want to say this. In the 5 minutes I watched, I think University of Utah scored a touchdown. I was shocked that BYU won, but I was also happy that BYU won. And I know you're surprised to hear me say that. Because in general, I'm not a University of Utah football fan, nor a BYU fan. Yeah. But I started to feel really badly that BYU could not seem to pull off a win against the University of Utah. And it adds a lot of excitement to this rivalry for next year. But also, so I took to Facebook yesterday and I asked my friends on Facebook, I said, what kind of put the university or the BYU, you know, on top of their game? And a lot of people were weighing in. They just were the better team. They showed up on Saturday night. They felt like the BYU was much more motivated than the University of Utah. So look, we all know you spent years, you know, covering sports, Dave. It's no secret. What was it about the game from your vantage point that finally allowed BYU to pull off this really big win?
I think they were just the better team. That seems, I wish it was more than that. I wish it was they dug deep and so, they felt it in their soul and they came. I just think BYU is the better team.
In general. And you think that this is going to carry on throughout the season.
Yeah, I think BYU is very, very good. I think they have an excellent coaching staff. I think they have talent. Were they more motivated? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Utah and BYU, you don't need to really get up for this game, the rivalry game, everyone is excited about it. So I think that kind of equals out. And I think largely the best team wins. Now, over the last decade, BYU has lost several times in heartbreaking fashion. I mean, last play of the game type losses. Mm. So it's not like the University of Utah has just dominated BYU nonstop and just blows them off the field. No, they are very competitive, and that game generally is very competitive, and it usually comes down to the last plays of the game. It's just that BYU finally got over the hump. Now, the thing I love about that game is also what I hate about that game, is because BYU-Utah is the rivalry in this state. It's the greatest rivalry of any sport on any team. It's better than any Jazz rivalry. It's better than any other Real Salt Lake rivalry. It is the premier rivalry. But it turned toxic. And rivalries sometimes dip their toe into toxicity. But this is really the 2009 game after Max Hall came out and he said, I hate Utah and I hate everything about them. I hate who they are as people. He was brutal. It really ratcheted things up. And all of a sudden, it wasn't a friendly rivalry. It wasn't something we could have fun with. It turned mean. And that was very sad for me because I always loved to be able to go back and forth. Well, it started to become personal. And Max Hall ended up apologizing for this. But it still didn't change the fact that this is what he said. And this is what, in my opinion, was the point that turned the rivalry from fun to toxic.
Straight ahead, Dave, I want to talk about that. Our rivalry's good in general. You know, when we get together with friends and family, our rivalry's good. Do they kind of ruin the moment? But I also want to ask our listeners this question. And I'm going to go off the gridiron myself and throw this question out. 801-575-TALK. Do you agree with Dave? Do you think that BYU is the better team this year over the University of Utah? 801-575-TALK. Here's your rare chance to weigh in on a sports story here on the Dave and Dujanovic Show, taking your live phone calls straight ahead.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.